application for Gaylord Handy, H-U-N-D-E-Y, December 2340, address is a letter, Dr. Morris, 842008. Dear Dr. Morris, a consultation for Mr. Handy with abnormalities on the kidney function. He did have a heart attack bypass surgery in 2011. At that time, kidney function changed. Creatinine was running high in the 1.74, and progressively within the last 1 year has improved 1.5, 1.35, 43, 49, with the most recent number 126. Comes accompanied with the second wife. He doesn't notice any problems. He canceled the prior appointment in September because he was feeling well. He didn't see a reason why to come. But anyway, right now he feels good, has not been able to lose any weight. Unfortunately, he's obese, denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, bowel movements without any diarrhea, blood melena. His urine output is in good amount. There is no dysuria, no cloudiness, good flow, looks clear, no infection, no burning, no bleeding, no major nocturia, probably only one time, close to waking up in the morning, no incontinence. He denies a lower extremity edema, claudication. There has been no major numbness, tingling, burning. Denies having chest pain, palpitations. Minimal dyspnea activity is not at rest, no orthopnea PND, no major cough or sputum production. Denies localized pain or joint tenderness. Has prior hip replacement. Takes no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, the past medical history for high blood pressure, which appears to be very well controlled on medications. Diabetes only on diet, has taken no medications. A1C has been running in the lower 6 to middle 6. There has been no documented diabetic retinopathy, no diabetic foot ulcers, peripheral neuropathy, no peripheral vascular disease or claudication symptoms or discolor of the toes. There is a heart attack in 2011 requiring a four-vessel bypass surgery. This was done at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing. He denies congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no pacemaker or defibrillator, no heart murmurs, no defense thrombosis pulmonary embolism. There is a prior minor TIA with memory problems in 2004, apparently negative workup, no carotid abnormalities. Denies pneumonia, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease, no gout, no stones, no prostate abnormalities. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, never smoke, but he's a business, work for 35 years in with exposure to dust and fumes. Houses. Next paragraph, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, surgery for the right hip replacement 2004 and four-vessel bypass surgery 2011. I review the medications, which right now includes Diovan, HCTC, Metoprolol, Zocor, and Aspirin. Next paragraph, review system negative, otherwise as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is 275, blood pressure 120 over 80 on the left, 118, 74 on the right with a large calf, overweight, minor degree of tachypnea, no respiratory distress, symmetrical pupils, for the most part, mild decrease hearing, normal speech. He is of very plethoric face, redness, which is his skin tone. I don't see any ulcerations. Few teeth left without any abnormalities on jugular and midline. The right lower lid on the eye is kind of inverted on the bottom, but I don't see any ulcerations. Very thick neck without any palpable thyroid, lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise or JBD, lancer distant, no RAL, which is purely efficient consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop, very obese abdomen without tenderness, no ascites, no masses, no palpable blood, and no enlargement of liver and spleen. Pulses are palpable or decreased. I don't see any ischemic changes, gangrene, no gross edema, no gross focal neurological problems. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries I have from November 2012, creatinine 1.26 for a GFR 56 with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium. Minor increase of alkaline phosphatase. Glucose has been in the 130. A1C between 6 and 6.4. Normal phosphorus. I found an albumin creatinine ratio, which appears to be normal around 10 milligrams per gram. I don't have a urine sample. review all the records that you enclose. I found a CT scan of the abdomen. This is from August 2012. IV contrast was given. They did not see really any major abnormalities. Both kidneys were working appropriately. A simple cyst on the right kidney. Small amount of plaque at the origin of both kidney arteries, as well as on the aorta, nothing major. They don't report the kidney size, apparently. Actually, I have a kidney ultrasound in July 2012, 11.4 on the right. They didn't tell me the size on the left side and there was no obstruction. We will have to update on this kidney ultrasound. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic renal failure, acute abnormalities at the time of a heart attack bypass surgery that has improved. Present GFR will be in the 50-55 cc stage 3, no symptoms of uremia, no evidence of volume overload. Blood pressure appears to be nicely controlled. Some degree of bradycardia, most likely from the beta blockers metoprolol, otherwise tolerating ARB diovan. Update the urine sample for activity for blood protein or cells. I want to update on the kidney ultrasound. I already saw the prior one and the CAT scan. Follow up in 6 months, blood test in February and every 3 months, all issues discussed with the patient and second wife, end of dictation.